Okay, the boys, today's daf is daf Lamed Tes. We're starting on Lamed Ches Omed Beis, the Mishnah at the very bottom of the Omud. And today we're going to have a Geshmak Yisugya about Hilchois Bikur Choylin. Our Mishnah begins, HaMudr HaNo Mechaveroi. One person is Mudr HaNo'a from the other. V'nichlis Levakroi. And unfortunately one of them is sick and the other person came to Mimavakar Choyla. Now the Mishnah doesn't tell us clearly who is the one that's mudr hanoa from the other. In other words, is it the choyla who's not allowed to have hanoa from the visitor, from the mavakar choyla? Or is it the mavakar choyla who's not allowed to have hanoa from the choyla? And we'll see in the Gemara Miyat Hashem that in fact there'll be a machloikis what the pshat in our Mishnah is talking about. Is it that Reuven who's visiting Shimon, is Reuven not allowed to give Hanoah to Shimon? Or is it Shimon Nebuch the Choyle who's not allowed to give Hanoah to Reuven? We'll see a Mirch from the Gemara in another moment. Anyway, but Reuven's now visiting Shimon, who Nebuch is sick, says the Mishnah, Oymed, Avalo Yoshev, he should only stand and he should not sit down. What difference does Bazokti Rabbi call it? We know who's sick, the one that's standing or the one that's sitting?
When I'm standing, he's standing.
Shimon is sick. Shimon is Nebuch lying in bed, and he's saying, "Till him all day, Kodesh Baruch Hu should send him a refuah." Reuven Baruch Hashem is alive and kicking and well and fine and good, and he came in with own 2 feet, and he came to Mavaka Choy Shimon. Now the Mishnah tells us Reuven can stand there, but he should not sit down. In other words, when it comes to Bika Choylem, you're supposed to stand on ceremony. You're not supposed to sit. Now the question is why? What difference does it make between standing and sitting? And this, of course, will be most of the Omer Aleph, as we'll see in a short moment. And the Mishnah concludes, "Umerapay refus nefesh, avaloy refus mamon." He's allowed to give him a refus nefesh, but not a refus for money. What does all of that mean? Says the Ram, "Mafarish gimar miyachem." We're going to go and see it as we get into the Gemara. But we're not going to see that today. We're only going to see it in Daf Mem Aleph. And what the Gemara is going to say in Daf Mem Aleph is that if you have a roife, you have a doctor who unfortunately is mudr hanoah from his patient, and therefore he should not be giving him any hanoah. Nevertheless, because the Torah gives a mitzvah for the roife l'rapois, he's allowed to go and heal him. However, for Smomain, if he happens to be a veterinarian, and Shimon has a dog or a cow that is not well, then Reuven, the doctor, is not allowed to go and dispense with free medical services. He could charge him, but he can't give him free medical services because he's giving him hanoah by helping out this dog or the cat.
From the daughter, is mom and a goat? I
don't know. We have to wait till we get to Dafna Malik. But mom is referring to the kid.
Maybe.
You have to rachmanis on the animals.
It's really, how do you fresh it?
He doesn't. He can't treat him for free. He can't treat him for free. He made a neder not to give him anor. He can charge him.
What about but himself? I mean, he has a mitzvah to heal him, so he can heal, but not.
Him himself, that's what the Mishnah says. Marav Rufus Nefesh Uven can help out Shimon, but he can't help out Shimon's cats and dogs.
But even Shimon, he says, I should charge you for it since there's a neder over here.
You're talking about the refuah? Yeah. I only said this because otherwise we will say, what does it mean? What does it mean? Mishim daf mamal, if that's the sugir. Just the word, the fourth nefesh, fourth moment, we're distinguishing between Shimon himself and between Shimon's property. But getting back to the beginning of the Mishnah starts off, Hamud anome chaveiroi v'nichlis levakri oimid ava lo yosh. Freit imar, who's mudr hanoa from whom? And why is there a din of oimid ava lo yosh? V'mayiskin. The person who's visiting the sick one, in other words, Reuven, who's visiting Shimon, are you talking about that his nechasim are osir on Shimon? So, how is he allowed to be mevaker choyle at all? The Mishnah says, oimed. If he's allowed to be oimed, meaning it's not really considered giving hanoah, he's been mekayim the mitzvah. Is there b'zoya for the yoshin nami? What difference does it make between oymen and yoshin? Let's see the top run. Ibish nechlan mavaker asurin al choyla afili yoshin nami. The oymen my time esherisalai. If Reuven is not allowed to bestow hanoah on Shimon, how is he allowed to be mavaker choyla even ba'amida? So my time is Sharisala. Mishum the Mavakir, mitzvah the Nafshi of it. Because he's doing mitzvahs. Unahid the Choyle Mesani Memela, even though the Choyle is certainly having a know that someone visiting him and engaging him in conversation, and as we'll see on the Amud Beis, if he's a Ben Giloy, he even takes away a 60th of his Choyle. We'll see Mitchum in the Amud Beis. And he might go and serve him and help him and bring him and all the rest. And daven for him and anything that you can think of that he can perhaps go and do for him. Nehid the Choyle Mesani Memela Shori. He is doing his mitzvah. Kadosh Baruch Hu said, go and be mavakar choyle. Where does the Torah tell us that? We'll see on the Amud Beis, a rai from a posik. But anyway, it's a mitzvah. Now, even though the choyle is having hanoah, but it's memeila. It's not something that he is going there to go and give him hanoah. He's there to go and do the mitzvah.
I'm saying, if they knew each other, if they were close
they
friends.
They definitely know each other. That's why he would made a neder.
They were close friends, I'm saying. I mean, it's more than a mitzvah. I mean, it's more direct as opposed to, indirect. Because it's a good friend, and he expects a good friend to come and
Be there for him. Everything that you said is true. Unfortunately, they're not as good friends as they might have been because somebody made Hanov, made their Hanov from the other. In this case, so according to what Imar is learning right now, is that the visitor, either he made the neder not to give any more hanoah to Shimon, or Shimon made a neder against Reuven that he's not going to accept any hanoah from Reuven. So how is Reuven allowed to give the hanoah of visiting? So the Ran says, the visit itself is a mitzvah. I'm doing my mitzvah. You have hanoah, that's memela. But I'm not giving it, I'm not here to give you the hanoah, I'm here to go and be mekayim the mitzvah, bikachol. That you get it is memela. But now that that's the case, so what difference does it make? Oh, you made a yoyshev. Yes. So let him sit down. And that's the Gemara's kasha. Ibishenichs mevakar. So al choyla, I feel the yoyshev nami. Elamai, if it's the other way around. Ibishenichs choyla asurin ala mevakar. Meaning, it's not that Reuven is not allowed to give hanoah to Shimon, but rather Shimon's not allowed to give hanoah to Reuven. So what's the problem? Shimon's not giving hanoah to Reuven. Shimon's never lying there in his bed. Says Yimar, I feel oymed nami loy. Even oymed should be prohibited. Why? Because if I go and visit somebody in that person's home, walking into his home, that in itself gives me hanoah. Why? Maybe outside it's hot and inside it's air conditioned. Maybe outside it's cold and inside it's warm.
It's raining.
Maybe it's raining. Maybe they're ganovim. Maybe there's whatever. When you go inside a private house, automatically you get a certain degree of hanoah that you're not exposed to the elements as well as to potential mazikim and to other people that chas v'shalom could cause you trouble and problems. So therefore, if the nechse choyl asura mavakir, if it's that Shimon's nechosim are asur on Reuven, how is Reuven even allowed to go over the threshold into Shimon's house? By just standing there, he's already having anoah. Even just standing should be prohibited. And as the Ran says, on the fourth of the lines on top, just walking into his house,
before
into his apartment.
Exactly.
Mitzvah, less than sinuya miyisura. In other words, if you're going to tell me, yeah, echadach mitzvah, it's like a mitzvah bo baveira, and he's takaha bo baveira. He's coming in naveira even before he does his bar mitzvah. So, what right does he have to go into Shimon's house and have that hanov of drisus
harega? How do you say mitzvah bo baveira? Why do you say asay del chalosa?
First of all, there's no Le'yachal Dvarah really on Reuven, it's really on Shimon, because Shimon is one that made the neder.
Okay.
But besides that, Mitzvah Ba'aveir will be the Idna at the same time. As soon as he walks into the house, he's already being oiva on this Le'yachal Dvarah, according to you. But the Mitzvah would only be a minute later when he goes into his bedroom when he's lying there in the bed. I thought you were going to ask another question. And that is that the Ran says he's nana bedrisus haregel. If you remember at the beginning of the parak, we said that the question of drisus haregel is totally the machloikis between Reb Lezer and the Rabbanon, with a viter ha'osir ba mudr hanon. And we said it's only good to blaze that it holds a viter, because drisus haregel, everybody does drisus haregel, it doesn't bother him. But the Ran said over there, that's only if you're talking about if he's going the mushul through his property, just as a quick shortcut, a thoroughfare, to get to shul, to get to the store, he wants to cut through the property. So assuming that this person is a nice guy, he says, yeah, no problem, you can go through. but not when going into his house. In fact, even the Ran says that to stick around and stand there on his property for an extended period of time, that's also. It's just, you want to use a shortcut because it's tight. But to go and stand there and sun yourself.
There's no about that.
Exactly. So here too, going into the person's house where you're not using it as a shortcut to get somewhere else, that everybody would agree that it's also Medrisa Regem. And that being the case, if the Nechosim of the Choyla are also on the visitor, how is the visitor even able to go and stand in his house? So the Chor, either way, we don't understand Pshat in the Mishnah. Everything Moshe Gemara is going to say, we can learn according to both ways. And first, Omer Shmuel, li'olam b'shenichse mevakir asurin ala choyla. It's talking about that the visitors, Nechosim, are not allowed to give Hanoah to the choyla. So Ibazoi said, how is the visitor visiting him and giving him Hanoah through, it says in the Mishnah, Oymed avalo yoshiv. Remember, the Ran says the oymed is really not a problem because it's the hanoa memela kaasi. He's just doing his mitzvah. So, Ibazoi, why can't he sit down for the same money? Ube mokim says Shmuel shenoit neschar ala yeshiva. They noit neschar alu amida. It was these types of places where they would go and take payment for sitting with a choyla, but not for standing with a choyla. My Pascha, where do you get this from?
If somebody comes to visit you, you ask him for money.
Oh, only if he sits down, not if he's standing.
That sounds very stupid.
Today would be the other way around. The person who's visiting would ask him for money. Anyway, so my Pascha. My Pascha, how do you go and go make such a psak? There's a difference between yeshiva and amida. What's going on over here? What's this all about? So the Ran and the Rosh are a little bit quiet, but the Meiri goes into greater detail, and the Meiri tells us that yeshiva is different than amida. It's not only he's standing and he's sitting. That's the simple definition. But there's another difference. A yeshiva means a person is staying. In fact, it's similar to v'yeshiv yankov be'eretz miguri oviv be'eretz kenuan.
Moshem ikuv.
Ikuv. So Rashi says in all those places, the Yeshiv, Yaakov, Beilonim Amre, whatever it says, Yeshiv doesn't mean that he was sitting there the whole time. He stood up and he was walking. Yeshiv there, yeshiva means to settle, to reside. Here you're talking about a person who's residing with the Chayla. Person's Bamida, the definition, he's coming back, Kroi Ba'alma. He comes there for 5 or 10 minutes, comes and he goes. The person, whoever's a Yoshiv, as it's. In Belgium, we used to say a Yoshiv. This person could be sitting there for an hour, two, or three. Now, what's the reason why he was sitting there? Is because either the person needed physical help, or he needed spiritual, emotional help. Remember, the person is so totally depressed, somebody comes and sits there a few hours, it gives them a degree of satisfaction, entertainment, blah, 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 blah. And, however, the person who's going to sit there for a long time says, yeah, but I got my day job. I can't go and sit here forever. I got to go to work. So just like we had by the Indian of Ashavas Aveda, that a person's allowed to go and charge if he is losing out on his employment, sending a Bikur Choylim. If a person's losing out a Bikur Choylim on his job, he's allowed to. You looking for the Gemara? There's probably Dreizach in the Bismarck. You have to look for it. Yeah, Yoshiv, yeah. Mm-hmm. It's not Oymer, it's Yoshiv somewhere inside. And that's okay, sing it. As ich to the Engelische.
Oh,
good. Anyway, beginning back to Gemara is telling us that there were many Mekoimois that they used to hire people to go and spend time with the Chayla. And in fact, even today it's a ganze business, health aids, that people come, medical aids, people go and stay for a Chayla. Even in firm families, they very often go and hire someone to stay overnight with the Chayla, to go and be there in case he needs something, she needs something, whatever. So therefore, this is a paying job. Zokti Gemara, even if you are allowing for payment for a chayla, it's only for yeshiva because the person is sticking around and staying there for an extended period of time. And whether it's only Bamida by definition is only standing there for a few minutes. Kum dechoyis loit this pshat, it really has nothing to do with standing or sitting. A person who loves to stand for 6 hours straight is also the same thing. It's as if he is sitting, because yeshiva over here really means to stay. While yeshiva, if a person is only being a yoshiva for 5 or 10 minutes, the chayr is also no problem, according to this pshat. there's going to be a second pshat at another moment that there is a difference between amid and yeshiva, and that is once you allow a person to sit for 5 minutes, sometimes a person will sit for 5 minutes and a half an hour and for 5 hours. Well, amid, almost by definition, if a person knows he's only supposed to stand, he's not going to stay around very long because people don't want to stand for extended periods of time. But anyway, getting back to our Gemara now. So Shmuel now explains. In truth, the visitor is the one that's not allowed to give hanoah to the choyla. He's allowed to, however, come to mavakar choyla because that's a mitzvah, and whatever hanoah the choyla has, it's only memela. However, what about in those mekoymis where people, in fact, hire or pay people to go and visit and to stay around and stick with the person who is sick? Oh, if Itaka charges him, is okay. But what happens if the visitor says, no, Yankel Fadia, Ichnem Nishka Geld, I'll be with you for the next 3 hours, but I waive any payments. Oh, if he's going to waive any payments, then Shimon's going to hold on to that money that he would normally pay, because it's a mokum that people pay. If he's going to hold on to that money, we have the same problem like you have by the Master Aveda, that Reuven is now being Mahana Shimon. Reuven, the visitor, is not allowed to be Mahana Shimon because he made a neder. By telling Shimon, I'm going to be with you, be yeshiva, for an hour or two or three, I'm being Mahana you. Normally I could charge, but I'm not charging you. Shimon's going to pocket the money. He's not allowed to pocket the money because he's Osir Bano. That's why the Mishnah says, it's Oymer Avalo Yoshe.
What's up to you? Why is it different than Mavriach Ari? Mm-hmm.
Here he's actually saving the money that we have to go and pay. Automatically, a person who stays with a choyli can give him a bill, $10 an hour, $50 an hour, depends what his normal employment rates are. And then he gives him the bill, he's about to give him the money, he says, you know what, you keep the money. That keeping of the money, that the Gemara holds, is considered to be mahanahim in real life dollars and real life cents, and that's why oymen is permitted, yoshev is prohibited.
It's not mavriachari because it's
mavriachari is through a third party. Gizbar is coming to collect, the creditor is coming to collect. I'm pushing him off by giving that guy money. I'm not giving Shimon the money. I'm giving Levi Yehudi Yisachar the money. Here I'm giving him the money, not by giving it from my pocket to his pocket, by telling him, hold on to the funds, you don't have to give it to me. So that's considered to be direct and not indirect. What's up to you?
They say something by Mavriach Ari, if you really are bottled, say it takes you a couple of hours to get rid of it, you could really charge the guy. I'll be then, because it's Chabatola.
Yeah.
I'm supposed to lose my work?
Yeah, okay. So you have Schar Bittl, you always have, by learning you have Schar Bittl, you have the case of Metzia, you have over here too. Anyway, says Gemara, so Hokamashul, that's why the Mishnah is teaching us the following halacha. The Afamokim Shenoitlin Schar Ali Yeshiva, I'm sorry, the Afamokim Shenoitlin Schar, even in those places where they allow the person who's visiting to go and take money, Ali Yeshiva by Lemishko, for Yeshiva sticking around for a while, yeah. Alamidale by Lemishko, but if it's standing there just for a relatively short period of time, for that you're not entitled to get paid. Or if you're not entitled to get paid, so that therefore it has no monetary value. So I'm allowed to stand and go and visit the choyler, but I'm not allowed to sit because in that type of place, if you sit for an extended period of time, they pay. Oh, they pay, and I'm not taking payments, I'm being mahanim. The boy you say, Menoch Abshad Kirib Shimon ben El Yochim. That this Reb Shimon Eliyakim is not talking about our Mishnah at all. We're going to have Reb Shimon Eliyakim and Liat Shimon Daf Mem Aleph Daf Mem Beis, where we're going to have a Mishnah over there that's talking about in this year. What means in this year? This year is Shemitah year. So what's Aloch in Shemitah year? That all of the Sodois are Hefker for everybody to go and take whatever produce they want. Person can go and pluck off the other guy's fruits, he can go and pull out the vegetables, he doesn't even have to ask permission, everything is hefki, he can go into the other guy's property. What happens, however, if Reuven is mudir hanoah from Shimon? Shimon is the farmer, Shimon has the orchard, he has the farm, Reuven wants to, together with other masses of people, come in to go and pluck and pull out. It says in the Mishnah, he should not go into the field of Shimon, he's a mudir hanoah, but he's allowed to go and pull off the fruit which are hanging over the fence outside the field. Why? After all, a thousand other people from the town and from the village and from the city are there running around, pulling and plucking and putting into their baskets and taking home. Pink, this Reuven's not allowed to. Well, he's Mudra Nomi Shimon. Yeah, but the field is hefker during Shemitah year. So why can't I walk there? The point is, it's only hefker for purposes of plucking out the tvua, the fruit, the vegetables, but not to stick around and to sun yourself. And therefore, so Rabbi Shimon Yaakov Mechachama made a gzeira that if I'm going to allow him to enter into the field to go and pull out the fruits and vegetables and the produce, Gzeishim Yashba Amida, he's going to stand around, he's going to take a suntan, or he's going to go and tell the shtickle toira to his chaver. That, for that, it's not hefker. It's only hefker for purposes of you're removing the fruit, but to go and raise it, to stand there, dushanish.
Surely did he sussarag on somebody else? Because the karkim belongs to him.
Avada. So even though in Shmiti it's hefke, but it's only hefke for plucking purposes and cutting the produce purposes, but not for standing on that person's property. So to go and bring out your beach chair and to lie down there with a nice kimura or a nice tanya, or looking at Mendy's article about Shagas Aryeh, to lie there on the Yotzatus Tumanish, because it's Shmiti. Aha. So just like over there, this is Gzeira of Shema Yasha, Hachanam Gzeira Shema Yasha be Yeshiva. In other words, explains the Ran. You don't have to say it's talking about a mokim where they go and charge. It's a place where normally people do not pay at all for Amida or for Yeshiva. However, if we're going to allow him to sit, he's going to perhaps sit there for an extended period of time. Even though this place normally they do not charge for yeshiva, that says run for an extended period of time, even here you will be able to charge, you will be able to get schach. Ah, so maybe he's going to stand around for a long period of time? Says around, if we tell the person you can only stand and not sit, by definition he's not going to stay around for more than a short period of time, because that's the greatest hecker that I'm not allowed to sit down. Oh, it means I'm not supposed to stay here for a long time, and therefore I cannot charge. See, if we look at the next shtickle around, it starts with Iboyis Ema, about 7 lines before the wide lines of the run. Our din of the mission, not only in those mekoymis where they charge for yeshiva, no, everywhere. If they don't take schar, then a person should be able to be yoshiv, because there is no monetary benefit to his sitting there. He would be mutter to visit him, because there is no taking of schar. He's going to stick around for much longer than is really necessary. If a person is really going to stay for an extended, the Ram really doesn't define what extended means. So I don't know if it means 3 hours, 5 hours, 8 hours, 12 hours. But whatever the period is, if it's a really extended period of time, then everywhere, even the Mekoymis where they do not charge for Amida or for Yeshiva, everywhere you're allowed to go and pay, you would be allowed to charge for that. And therefore, since you would be allowed to charge, Zokta Mishnah, don't even sit for 5 minutes, because I'm afraid that this 5 minutes could extend into 5 hours. And since 5 hours you're allowed to charge, and now he's not charging, he's giving him Hano. So maybe by me to make the same Zeta, by me the Loy Gazrina and Shemiyash. I don't have to worry about maybe he's going to stick around for 5 hours. The Kimishat, Matzricha Lamboy, since you tell him, yes, you can come in, but you got to stand. Oh, Isle Akeri, he remembers, I can't stick around much longer because I'm only allowed to stand. It's supposed to be a very short visit. Where it's talking about going into the Shemitah field, and the person might stand there for an extended period of time. Okay, anyway, so we had two pshatim, both the pshat of Shmuel and this second pshat, and both of the pshatim were learning that we're talking about b'shenichse mevakir asurin alachoy. Now Ula says just the opposite. Ula omali oilam bishenichse choyl asur al mavaker. That the Shimon, the person who is nebuch krank, who's sick, he made a neder that he's not going to give hanoah to Reuven. So we asked, how is Reuven even allowed to have drisus haregel on his property? He made a neder, Reuven, don't have hanoah from me. So Timur kigoyin doloy adre minchi yusei. That the kigoyin sounds like it's talking about Nukimta that he said, but the Ran says, no, lav dafka. The Ran says, when a person makes a neder against someone else, not to give hanot to that other person, But in his mind, he thinks to himself, but there are exceptions to the rule. What are the exceptions to the rule? If the Noidir Chas V'Sholem is going to become sick, and he will want Reuven and other townspeople to come and visit him, that was not in his Neidir. His Neidir, even though he didn't think about this expressly, but implicitly, he didn't want to make a Neidir that's going to be to his own detriment. He wants a Neidir for his benefit.
Hold on here. Hold on.
1 second. You please hold on. So therefore, says the Gemara, even though Shimon says, I make a Neidir that Reuven should not give me, I shouldn't give any hanor, I should not give any hanor to Reuven. So therefore, if Reuven wants to come into my house because it's pouring outside and he wants to get hanor from the roof over his head, or because it's cold and here it's warm and there it's warm and here it's cold, etc., etc., he's not allowed to come over my threshold. But if the purpose of the coming over the threshold is to give me pleasure because Mishim Chayuse, because Nebuch, I am sick, and by he coming to me, he gives me emotional support and physical support and all the rest, dossier, that he didn't have in mind in his nadir. Yeah.
That basically vitiates all in the Dorim. I'm making a nadir, but as soon as it works against my personal benefit, it's
Mishim Chayuse. Mishim Chayuse. In other words, if you're going to give me bubble gum, I don't know if that would be the same. But if a person's Nebuch is sick, then this is very important.
We'll make a chilt between sickness and other things. Mm-hmm. And here, this is daitas or kalodim.
Yeah.
That's why it's not Vron Shebelevi. The average person thinks like that.
Yeah.
Don't you think, you don't like that guy, you'll never go back to him.
Exactly. So look at the third wide line of the Ran, the next Shikul Ran. Ul amali oilam in shechse choyla asuram levakir. V'chitayim im kain. After the oimid litzer, how is he allowed to even stand on his property? Mishum dli adre min chiyusei kaloimar. The mistama choyle ki adre lemavaker loy adre bemilta de tzrichale. If he needs him, that he didn't have in mind to go and asr him. Ki hacha shah choyle nanami menem bikurai. I want him to come. I know I asked him to come through my threshold, over my threshold into my property. But to go and back a choyle, yes, I definitely want him to be here.
Why not specify the neder?
The ikan nuschi de garsi, and if in fact other nuschois, which is really our Gemara, that it says ukigoin dloy adim in chiyusei ulahach nischanami, even according to that nusach lav de boy di omer hachi befeirish, we're not requiring him to say it befeirish explicitly el destam de milta hachi yisa. That's the normal das ben yodim, a regular normal fellow, the reasonable man in the street. If you would ask him, you made a neder against Reuven not to have a noah from you, but what happens if Chas V'Shalom you're in bed? Would you have had him? I never really thought of that. But now that you bring it to my attention, avada nevada, I would not want to prohibit him from coming into my house to visit me. If I can't, I'd very much want him to come. We'll see in the Gemara shortly that muzah in the pshat, not the lashon of our Gemara ukigoyin, is talking about it, he expressly said it, but rather we'll see from the Gemara shortly that must be the pshat, that it's implicit in anybody's neder, that even though he's asering his nechosim on the other fellow, don't come into my house, don't pass go, don't take $200, stop, don't come in. Oh, but this implicit, an exception to the rule, when he's giving him chayis, he's giving him health and both physical and mental and emotional support by coming and visiting him when he is sick.
So why don't we just say the whole neder is bottled then? Why we only accept if you have such a Pesach, would you know you're going to get sick if you made the neder?
It's not a Pesach. It's considered to be implicit in the neder.
But it is.
No, but he's not being matinet. He's not going to at all.
Pesach is only by het and adarim. Pesach will only het and adarim. You have to go and ask the rabbis, and then they have to go and find a Pesach, or it's just enough charata. But over here, we're not looking for a Pesach. We're saying that there's an automatic exception built into every neder of this type, where if the person who made a neder not to give hanor to the other guy, however, if he is coming into my property, give me a hanor in such a case of a choyla, then that's the exception to the rule that's built in. The fake tomorrow, once you're telling me that, so why can he only stand there? If the choyla should be happy, he should sit there for an hour or two. Every tomorrow, efshir b'amida. We're not going to go and push the envelope that much. In other words, after all, you can see how Barry is agitated about all this, and I see from the expressions of other people that they also share somewhat in his agitation. So therefore, we build in the exception, but we keep the rule short. Yes, avada, I didn't mean to go and prohibit you if I happen to be chas v'shalom achoyle rachmon litzlan, but not to stick around for 5 hours. You can come for 5 or 10 minutes, show your face, give me a big smile. With that in itself, I already have
a
machayim me, and give me chizik, and I was a shkoyach, and now get out of here, because, you know, after all, we're still at loggerheads. That's the reason why I made the neder in the first place. Yeah.
When I was loyal, I used to make sure there were people who couldn't get rid of me.
Yeah, it's a problem, it's a problem. Yeah. Okay. Zoktimor Yetzvait. So now we have the pshat of Ulam. Zofreitimor Yetzmeisve. Now we're asking Kasha from a Braisa. First in the Braisa. Cholahu. What happens if he became the Chola? What means he? It's he's either the one that is the Madir or the Mudar. That, of course, is going to be the Shaila of the Gemara in a moment, the Kasha of the Gemara. Cholahu. He got sick. Nichnis Levakra, if the other person came to Mevakra, Choyla, yes, he can come in. Nichnis Levakra, he can, no problem. However, what happens if there is a mother and a mudr, and Chola Benoi, and the son became sick? He shouldn't go over the threshold, he should stand outside. Ah, he wants to know how the son is doing. Shala B'shuk, when he meets him outside in the street, he should go and ask him, tell me, how's your son doing? But he's not allowed to come and visit the son. Allowed to visit the father who's sick, he's not allowed to visit the son who is sick. Okay, so what's the case over there? Who's the mother? Who's the mother? It's Mishloi Mali Ula. The Amar Bishin Nichse Choyla Asun Ala Mevaker. What happened over here? It's the Choyla who made the neder. And he said, I don't want Reuven to come over to my over my threshold. I don't want him to have any Hanu'ah from me. Ah, so I understand. Since we said Uki Goindli Adam in Chiyusei, again, like the Ran said, not that he said it expressly, he said it implicitly. Even though Shimon says, Reuven, no Hanu'ah from me. However, implicit is, but if you're giving me Hanu'ah by visiting me when I'm sick, Shabbos is good. But you only say the implicitness only to Gabi himself, not Legabe his son. Because the person says, I need the chizik, I nebuch, I'm sick, I'm drained, I'm exhausted, and I need people to go be mechazik me. Even though I made a neder, Reuven don't have a not, but Reuven, you're coming to give me a not, to give me chizik. Yeah, you can come for 5 minutes by me, that's okay. But since we're talking about implicitness, implicitness is only on himself. We can't, just like we couldn't push the envelope and say that it's implicit, it can even be Yoshev. It's only Oymed. You can't push it the next generation to go and say, to visit my son. And then you'll say, to visit my Einikum. You know, you got to stop at the first generation, the person who made the neder. So the Ran brings a raya from this, that the Kagoyin doesn't mean literally that he said the loy adim in chiyusei, because once you're saying that he said, then the Gemara will say my paska, then that he could have made an exception to the rule loy adim in chiyusei or min chiyusei de benoi. It's a chasima that this is all implicit. Implicit in a neder is that if he's helping me out by coming and visiting me for 5 minutes, is good, but not yeshiva and not for my son. Elishmul di amam bishnichsim mavaker asuran lechoyla. If you're talking like Shmuel, where the nichschasim of the mavak, the person who's visiting, he is also to be mahana the choyla. And therefore it says he's allowed to go and visit him, but not allowed to go and visit the son. Maishna hu u maishna benoi. Says the Ran, not only that, lechoyla is more of a svara that he should be able to visit the ben than visiting the father. Because remember, Reuven the visitor, he asked Hanoah on Shimon Nebuch the Choyla. So he said that even though he asked him on the Choyla, nevertheless, mitzvah ka'ovid, and any Hanoah that he gets is Mamela, he's allowed to go and visit the father after all. But isn't it Koshken Avad, he's allowed to go and visit the son? Because he's not even giving Hanoah to the father. That's further removed. So you agree with us? Oh, Atazai. Baruch Hashem, now we're on the same terms, Baruch Hashem. So why does it say in the Braisa, he's not allowed to visit the son, but he's allowed to visit the father? If anything, it should be the other way around. He's allowed to visit the son and not the father, because the son he didn't even make a neder to. The father he made a neder. Okay, so the father, we said, Nishkefelech, he's doing a mitzvah, a mela. So then the son is even more of a svara to go and say that he's just doing a mitzvah, and any hanoah is a mela, because he didn't even make a neder against the son.
The mission yesterday, he's allowed to support
you bring a beautiful raya, and that's not any more discussion. Maishna who, maishna benoy. It's Omulach. Shmuel says, you know what? I agree with you 1,000%. Masnis, and the Mishnah is like I said at the top of the Yomen on the third line. The Braisa that distinguishes between Cholahu and Cholah Benai, it's talking like Ula learned. The Mishnah is talking about one set of circumstances, and the Braisa is talking about another set of circumstances. Once Shmuel can relate to Ula's Pshat, so why didn't he say Ula's Pshat in our Mishnah? After all, he agrees. Ula's Pshat is talking the right Pshat in that Braisa. Where the Braisa is distinguishing between Boy and between Benoi. By Boy, even though Shimon said, I don't want Reuven to go over my threshold to have a no for me, but implicit is an exception for if I'm Chas Shalom sick. But don't go, there's an exception even for my son being sick, as we invite Shanish. So that's a good pshat, Shmuel. So why did he learn the same pshat in our Mishnah? The same thing, you should be oimen avalu yoishu, the same pshat. My Pascha, why did he be poisik this way to learn the Mishnah one way and the Braisa the other way? Amarava, Shmuel masnisen koshisei. Shmuel says, I cannot learn the way Ula is learning the pshat. Because how did Ula learn pshat in the Mishnah? Ula is learning pshat that the choyla said, I don't want Reuven to have any hanu'ah from me. And therefore don't even come over my threshold. Oh, but implicit is that if it's for my benefit, because Nebuch, I'm sick, yeah, gizuntai, kim tarayin, avada, nevada. But, says Ula, only oimed, avala yoshev. Says now, Shmuel, I disagree. Once you're going with that svara, that it's implicit in his neder, that if you're helping me out by visiting me when I'm chas shalom sick, no oy bazoi, then he can be yoshev already too. Not only oymed, but even he can go and sit. My iridotani oymed avalo yoshev. Shema mina. Therefore, from this was a rai, said Shmuel, that our Mishnah is not talking about that case like Ul is learning, but it's learning by the nechsim mavakir asurim ala choyle. So what's the difference between oymed and yoshev? Like we said before, because there were certain places where they used to go and charge for sitting for an extended period of time together with the Choyle Rachmon Litzlan. And if this person not charging him, is giving him mamish direct material monetary hano, and that's why Yoishev is prohibited. But nowhere did they charge for standing, because that was considered to be Bederach Akroi only for a few minutes, 5 minutes, 10 minutes, 15 minutes, nobody charged, so that's not considered giving monetary hano. And with this, we have now concluded the sugya of explaining pshat in the Mishnah. We have three pshatim, the first pshat of Shmuel, the Boyeseima, and the pshat of Ula. And since we're talking about Bikacholim, now we're going to delve into the Inyan of Bikacholim, and we're also going to get off a little bit into other Inyanim of Agadata, all very gishmak. Omri Shlokish. Remez Lebikacholim Ratoyim Minayim. Where does it say anywhere in the Torah there's a mitzvah? Now there's clearly a mitzvah of the Hafter Reacha Kamoicha. There's a mitzvah of doing chesed, for sure. But where does it say expressly Bikacholim? It doesn't. However, nevertheless, there is a remez to Bikacholim. Via the remez. Shenema, it says in the Pasuk. We just had this, we learned it 2 weeks ago. Legabe de das koirach. Em kamois kol adam yusen eila. Uf kudis kol adam yipaket aleim. Lo yashem shluchani. Kim bria yivra Hashem, etc. Now the question is, what's the lashon kamois kol adam yimusen eila? Uf kudis kol adam yipaket aleim. The choyre, isn't this just synonymous? These are just repeating the same words. That if they die like everybody else, and if Hashem is poked them, he returns their soul to their master like everybody else. Lo yashem shluchani. So this seems to be redundant. Says Imar, no, I'll explain to you pshat. The words v'kudas kol adam has nothing to do with passing away, but rather my mashma omerava in kamois kol adam imusan elam. If these people adas koyach are going to die a natural death, now what's natural? Shein choylem first and nebuch they become sick. Umutom bariyosas and nebuch they're in the deathbeds for a week or two or three or whatever. And everybody adam evakin oisan. And people are visiting them because they heard Nebuch Yankel, Beryl Shmuel, Nebuch is sick in the hospital. They all come to visit. Ma Brias Oimim, what will people then say to Moshe Rabbeinu? Lo Yashem Shlachani Lezena, you weren't sent over here by the Rabbeinu Shlom. This is a normal thing. That's how people pass away, and it happens Nebuch every day. The hospitals Nebuch have people full of people, and Nebuch pass away, etc., etc. So what's the what's up to Rabbi Kol? There's no question that death is certainly B'day Shemayim. If a person passed away, it was decreed upstairs in Shemayim.
Yeah, now, but things that you have to do something, everything that goes on in this world
is B'day Shemayim. There's no question. I'm not sure.
Visiting,
yeah.
How do you say it has nothing to do with our cultivation of mind?
Let me ask you a question. If a person has a shalom is sick, is he allowed to go to a doctor for refuah? Rabbi Shlomo wanted this Yankel's Nebuch sick, Nebuch, he has this machla, that machla, he's going to go to the doctor. Why? Isn't that a chesor and betoch and a moon? If that's what Rabbi Shlomo wanted him to be sick.
I'm
sorry?
Wasn't
for the Gemara of the Rapa Yerapa, we can't shnit and reshus leroy for the Rapa's, he wouldn't have the reshus. It would be as if every time he's going and giving medicine, he's going against the will of Hashem. The will of Hashem is this guy should be sick. What business do you have, mind your own business. Don't mind Hashem's business. Hashem wants him to be gezint, he'll be gezint. If you want to be crank, he'll be crank. But that's what the Torah tells you. That he's allowed to do it. And that same thing with Rabbi Bikur Choylem. Even though this person is sick, and Hashem Yisbaruch wanted to be sick for whatever reason, but Hashem also wants us to have the mitzvah to give the person chizik, whether it's emotional chizik, physical chizik, but that's a mitzvah in the Torah. So now, what's the raya of the Gemara of Rem the Bikur Choylem in the Torah? It's from these words of Kudus Kol Adami Pokir Aleim. That's what the Gemara meant to say, Ubnei Adam Mevakrin Oysan. Where is that Mavakan Oysan? If you look down in the run, you have the first long run, but then go down about 60% of the Amud, 60%. Ubnei Adam Mavakan Oysan. The word Pokade and the word Boiker, Biker Choylem, these are synonymous terms. And therefore, the Pshat and the Pasuk Zuk Moshe Rabbeinu. If these guys of the Adas Koirach are going to have a natural death, that what? That preceding the death, Nebuch people hear that the Nebuch on the deathbed. Ufkudus Kaladam, and therefore everybody standing on line to visit them. Baker Choylem? Vayashem Shalachani. So therefore, Ufkudus Kaladam doesn't mean that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is taking back their souls to their master, to the Bani Shalom. Ufkudus Kaladam means that everybody's coming to be poiked to remember them by visiting them and giving them chizik through Baker Choylem. So of course it doesn't say that clearly. That's why it's a remez and Nishka Dover Parish, the Dover Befeish. Good. Zokti Moravaita, since we're talking about Das Koirach, we go on next to the next pasuk. Torah Shav, it's in the pasuk in Bria, Yivra Hashem, Ufotzo Adomes, Pia, etc. Now the Lashon in Bria, Yivra. What is this double Lashon, Bria, Yivra? It's either the drush is based on a double Lashon, or Bria sounds like it's already created, and Yivra sounds the Asad Hashem will create. So don't you have a contradiction in terms between the Ovar and the Asid, and therefore the Gemara tells us this is what Moshe Rabbeinu meant. Im Beria Gehenim, if a Kodesh Baruch has already created the Gehenim, Mutif Tia, Zosea, good, I have some customers for Gehenim, Adas Koirach. What happens if Hashem hasn't created Gehenim yet? Then I'm asking Hashem, Yivra Hashem, Hashem should create it right now, because I have at least 250 guys that need to have a final resting place in Gehenim. So therefore, Bria means if it's there pre-existing, and if not, Yivra Hashem, Hashem should create it. Freit Timura, you're telling me that there was any doubt in Moshe Rabbeinu's mind as to whether Gehenim already exists? Eini Vatanya, Sechdoa Braisa. The Braisa says, Mesechus Pesachim, Shivet Dvarim, Nivru Koidim Shinivru Oilam, seven things were created before the world was created. Eluheim, Torah is one, Tshuva is two, Kan Eden is three, Gehenim is four, Kisei Kavod is five, Beis Hamikdash is six, Shmoshe Mashiach is seven. And we're going to bring Rais for all seven in a moment. But what do I see from this? That Gehenim not only preceded Moshe Rabbeinu, not only preceded Avram Yitzchak V'Yaakov, even Adam Rishon, even before the world was created, was already Gehenim. So how is Moshe Rabbeinu asking in Bria if there is a Gehenim? Of course there's a Gehenim. So Chabba Feir
Shigmar. Not to pick the Elvis also about the things that were created in the Shmoshes and Shabbos.
If there's Gehenim among them?
Piper, though, right?
Piper, yeah.
Is that
I don't know if the Piper is talking about this, then maybe talking about
Is that Be'er Shomiriam?
Okay, that's Be'er Shomiriam. Yeah. Basically, you have to look it up. In the meantime, we're just talking about Gehenim now, and now the Gemara is giving a raya for these seven. Every one of the seven Torah dechsev Hashem kanoni reishes darkoi. This is a pasuk in Mishlei, and I'm sorry.
Gehenim is not on the list.
What's Gehenim not on the list? He said Pia Be'er. He didn't say Gehenim. So Rabbi Yoin is suggesting.
He doesn't say Pia Be'er.
Right.
Pia Be'er.
The question is whether that Be'er is referring to the Gehenim, and Rabbi Pinchas already said he assumed that it's talking about the Be'er Shomeriam.
But I thought it was talking about the
It says that that's correct even today on Rosh Chodesh. If you listen carefully to wherever there's a crevice in the ground, you can go and hear that Moshe Emes is Rosh Emes and the Kodesh of Nebuch are Ashkarim. Anyway, but getting back to Agamar. The Gemara says now about Torah, Hashem Kanoni Reishis Darkoi, Kedem Mif'olov Me'oz. Now, Hashem Kanoni Reishis Darkoi, it's as if the Torah HaKadosh is speaking about itself, Kavayochel, and the Torah is saying, Hashem Yisbarach Kanoni created me. The word like Koina HaKoil doesn't mean that he purchased, he went and he created. Hashem created me, Reishis Darkoi, at the very, very beginning of the ways. Kedem Mif'olov Me'oz, all the way from the beginning of time, I, Torah, was created. Okay, that's the Raya of Torah. Next, Vasi Tshuva, Dechsid, Beterem Harm Yuladu, Vatchoil Eretz, Vesevel, which they write to the Vasi, Oilam Ad Oilam Ad Tekel, Toshiv Enosh Ad Daka, Vatoim Shuva Bnei Adam. Ah, so it says, Beterem Harm Yuladu, even before the mountains were created, Vatchoil Eretz, before Kodesh Baruch created Shemaim Ba'aretz, what happened? Toshiv Enosh Ad Daka, Vatoim Shuva Bnei Adam, the Tshuva came even before that. Good. This word mikedem doesn't mean kidma mizracha to the east, but mikedem means koidem bria so'ilam. Yehanim, the siv, ki oruch me esmol tofte. Now the word tofte, we already had another Gemara, that this is one of the synonyms for Gehanim. The reason why tofte is considered to be a synonym for Gehanim is because hakoil shemispata beyitzroi noifel sham. The word mispata is from Lashon pitoi, like mafato ma'anis, pitoi v'oinis. Ah, so anybody who allows the Yetzirah to seduce him, to persuade him to do an aveira, nebuch noifel sham, he falls into Gehanim. So therefore, tofte is a synonym for Gehanim. And oruch me'esmal means it's already prepared, not from today, from the beginning of time. The kisa of Kodesh Baruch is only me'oz from the beginning of time. Now the Gemara doesn't bring the whole pasuk, but the rest of the pasuk is very important. Kisei kovid more merishin mekoyim mikdashenu. The makom hamikdash is more merishin from the very beginning, from the beginning of time, and presumably it's also like kisei kovid, just like kisei kovid we just said now is from the beginning of time. Here too, mekoyim mikdashenu is all to the beginning of time. Shmoy Shemashiach, the Siv, he Shmoy li Oilam, and the pasuk continues on. Lefnei Shemesh Yinoin Shmoy. Yinoin is one of the names of Mashiach, like the Bura Nimar Masechta Sanhedrin, and he's saying that Mashiach's name, Yishmoy li Oilam, Lefnei Shemesh, even before the Shemesh was created, you already had the name of Mashiach. One of the names of Mashiach is Yinoin. Okay, Zayikit. So Gemara, so bottom line is, I see from this brisa that Gehenim was one of the things that was created before the world. So what did Moshe Rabbeinu say in Mibriya Yivra Hashem if Gehenim was already created? So Gemara, you're right. El Hachikama, Avad Gehenim was created a long time ago. But Moshe Rabbeinu is saying is, if Hashem already created the Peh for the Gehenim. In other words, Gehenim is there. The question is whether they have already worked out the admission rules and regulations. I don't know. Maybe there's no doorway to allow people in. Maybe so far it's sealed. So it says Moshe Rabbeinu, the other way around. Imivli Puma, if it's already open, and there's an open admissions policy, they allow anybody into Gehenim, Nachmon Islan, Mutos, is very good. So then when these people, Das Koyrach, when it comes their time, they'll have no difficulty in getting admission into Gehenim. Then what happens is the door is still sealed. They're going to have to stand there online for years and years. So therefore, Yivra Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, should go and create the doorway, meaning the crevice of the earthquake that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made, and they should all fall directly. The Gehenim's door should be wide open for Das Koyrach. Ah, so the Bria, if the opening is already there, is good. In fact, Yivra Hashem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't make anything new. If he doesn't make anything new, so if Gehenim is already there from before the world, wouldn't it also have a doorway before the world? Everything what you're right. Hachikama. I hachalim mikrav puma lahachali karev. What Moshe Rabbeinu is saying is, I don't know where the opening to Gehenim is. It might be here, but it might be in Australia. Maybe it's in the North Pole. So if it happens to be right over here, Shkoyach Rabbeinu Shalom, it'll make my job much easier. The Adas Koyach HaSinning, it'll be easy in a snap. The door is open, they all go in. But what happens if the doorway happens to be in Alaska? So they're going to have to travel a few thousand miles to get there. So L'Hachli Karve Asker Rabbeinu Shalom, bring it closer here. So when it comes their time, they should fall in immediately. So in Bria, if it's here already created, is good. If not, Yivra Hashem, move the pair here. says Daran, even though this is also Chodesh Tachas HaShomesh, however, since it's Kreva Ba'alma, it's not a new creation. It's just moving. That's not called Enko Chodesh. And then you're not getting into trouble with the Chodesh Tachas HaShomesh. Good. Now a famous Chazal, Dorish Rava, the Amri L'Omer of Yitzhak, Maidach Siv, Shemesh Yoreach, Omad Zvula, period. It says that Shemesh Yoreach was standing in Zvul. Freit Yimara, Shemesh Yoreach, Bezvul, my Bayan, Vabarakirkvi. What is this Gemara all about? You remember from Masechtas Chagiga, where the Gemara says that a Kodesh Baruch Hu created seven Rikiyim, seven levels of Shemayim. Two of the seven are called Zvul and Rikiyim. And the Gemara Masechtas Chagiga goes through in each one of them what occupies that particular level of Shemayim. So when it comes to Rikia, which is, by the way, the second level from the ground, second one is called Rikia, it says the Shemesh Yireich on the Rikia, and that's why when we see the sun shining, it's in the Rikia. Aha. Here it says in the Pasuk that they went up two higher Madregas to Zvul. That's already the fourth heaven among the seven. So Freit Yimara, hey, they're out of place. They got lost. What happened? They went on a field trip and they got lost in the forest and now they're Zvul. Freit Yimara, the Zvul my bayin, bar b'kirkvi. Normally the Shemesh Yireich are in the Rikia, not in the Zvul. Malamed she'olu Shemesh v'yireich merikil Zvul v'yomu l'fan av ribayin shalem. Imat o'yisidin l'ben Amram, if you're going to go and find Moshe, correct and victorious against Adas Koirach on a Meirim, we're going to continue shining. Then we are going to stop. We're going to go on permanent strike until you're going to go and help Bat Moshe Rabbeinu against Adas Koirach. That moment when they made this strike, they made this demand on the Rabbeinu Shalom, Yoreh ben Chitzim v'Chanisr, the Kodesh Baruch Hu started shooting against them. Chitzim are arrows and Chanisr are spears. Now how do we know this? So the Gemara doesn't bring the rest of the Pasuk, but the rest of the same Pasuk is, Shemesh Yoreach Omad Zvula, Lior Chitzecha Yehalechu, Lenoige Brak, Chanisecha. So the same Pasuk says, you guys, Shemesh V'Yireich, you're now out of place, out of the Rikia, into Zvol, or Chitzecha Yalechu. You're going to have to continue being mayor because of Chitze, because I'm sending you Phylon. Phylon are arrows. Lenoige Berak Chanisecha. You're going to shine because of the Chanisois, because of the spears. Aha. What's going on? Why is the Kodesh Baruch Hu shooting against them arrows and spears? Omel Hem Kodesh Baruch Hu says to Shemesh V'Yireich, you guys are a bunch of hypocrites. Because b'chol yoyim v'yoyim mishtachvon lechem. Every day, look out, Shemesh V'Yireich, and you'll see that there are hundreds of thousands of people that are bowing down to you. Because as we know, there are a lot of people, at least in the good old days, that looked upon the sun and the moon as gods, and they used to go and worship them. V'atem me'irim. And you continue shining for them. Why don't you go and say, fellas, you're going to go and bow down to us? We'll show you who the real God is. Not us, it's the Rabbanu Shalom. We're going to go on strike. No. For me, you weren't worried about my covenant. You're only worried about Moshe Rabbeinu's covenant. Moshe Rabbeinu's like, no, bas v'dam. It doesn't make sense. About me, you don't care. Moshe Rabbeinu, you care. What's the tzuchta? And therefore, that's why Kodesh Baruch Hu sends the arrows and the chanises and the spears, and then they are mayor. Shnem la'or chitzech yalech. That's the end of the shikamar. Obviously, this gemara is a little bit of a pella. Why the Shemesh V'Yireich? Why do they care so much about Moshe Rabbeinu and about the Adas Koirach? What's their business? The Kodesh Baruch Hu will already take care of it. So there's a famous vart from the Mar V'Shomesh that addresses this, and it's a very beautiful vart. Mar V'Shomesh says that, what's the reason why the Yireich is smaller than the Shemesh? Because we all know that originally Eshtei Ma'oiris HaGdoilim, and then the Pusik talks about Mora HaGodim, Mora HaKotten, and Rashi already brings in Chemish, that originally they were talking both the same size, and then the Yireich came to the Kodesh Baruch Hu and said, you can't have two Melochim being Mishtamish B'Keser Echot, and Kodesh Baruch Hu said, you're absolutely right, Shemesh will be bigger, Yireich you'll be smaller. Aha. Let's go now to the Adas Koirach and to Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu was the leader of Klal Yisrael. Zokta Koirach, you're the leader. We could all be leaders just like you. Rav Lechem. Kichol Aida Kulam Kedoshim. We could all be Moshe Rabbeinu. You're not the only Melech Mishtamish B'Keser Echad. Every one of us. say the Shemesh Virech, now the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, if you're going to take the time of Koyrech and allow everybody to be leaders and everybody to be Malachim, so then how come you, Shemesh, how come us, the Shemesh Virech, you had to go and diminish the size of the Virech so that there'd only be one Melech? Zim'atim oisin din leben Amram, if you're going to find that Moshe Rabbeinu is right, and therefore, as a result, there has to be one clear-cut leader and everybody else are followers, then okay, on a Me'irim, then we accept your Gzardin from thousands of years ago that the Shemesh will be larger, your Reich will be smaller. However, if you're going to find that Koyrech is right, and if everybody is alike, then we should both be alike too. Why did you make me smaller than the other
one? They filed a friend of the court brief, basically.
Amicus Curiae. Very good. Anyway, so that's Pshat for Balmor Shemesh. Did you want to say something, Reb? Simcha.
Yes, just a
please.
Was
it the art school?
That the Shemesh Yireach took the Musaf from the Bunch and Kabayochel, and subsequently
yeah.
He had a shoot out of them to go to the light, the world. They were so despoiled and embarrassed that they took the Bunch and the Musaf was right.
Mm-hmm.
Therefore, they didn't want to go out ever again. They were embarrassed.
Uh-huh.
So the Chitzim were
to go and pull them out again. Very good. Shkoyach. So that's the end of that shikl. We go back nochamul to Bikacholim. We got off on a tangent because we started off the pasuk in Bekudas Kol Adin Yipoker Aleim, which is the Rebbe of the Bikacholim. So we got into the Gamta Masa of Inkoyach. It's Tanya, second wide line. Bikacholim ain't lashir. There's no such shir by Bikacholim. What does that mean, ain't lashir? My ain't lashir. Some of Yosef Hamemer ain't shir lamatan schora. You're going to be Mavakacholim. You upstairs in Shemaim, you're going to get tons and tons of treasures, the schar for Bikacholim. Some of the Abaye said to Rav Yosef, is there a shir by any mitzvah? In other words, do we know the limits and the amount of credits you get for any mitzvah? Every mitzvah has schar. Do I know which one is bigger, which one is smaller? All mitzvahs are full and full of schar. What means godel eitzel cotton? Says the mafarish, a godel shouldn't think as pasmanish, I should only visit a choshev a person, not fine. If you look at the Rashi in the Mefarish in the middle of the Omid, I feel God eats a cotton. You know, if somebody in my age group, a peer of mine, a friend, yeah, I'll go visit. To go to a person who's 10 years younger than me, where's a yingle? No, in Lashir, makes a difference what your status is in society, in terms of economics, in terms of age, in terms of importance, and chashivas, and self-importance. All of these things are meaningless. It's a mitzvah to go and visit anybody, whether he's older, he's younger, he's smarter, he's wealthier, whatever it is.
But you have to express this kind of mitzvah behind Amal Lekos.
Exactly.
So
it's Chorin Shemitzvah means next world, doesn't mean this world.
Yeah, no, but Abai is saying, Mamish like Rabbi Kohn is saying. How did Rav Yosef saying that there's a lot of schar over here? Number one, in this world there's no schar anyway, it's upstairs, like Rabbi Kohn says. And Abai says, in upstairs, I don't know how much. I know whether Bikacholim is one of the biggest mitzvahs, when it's a smaller mitzvah. All mitzvahs have tremendous, tremendous schar. So Rabbi says, Ein Lashir means cotton leaf. God leaf, cotton. Rav Amar filu meya pom biyoyim. Ein Lashir means you can go even 100 times a day. I don't know if it's the same chayla, because after 100 times, he probably doesn't want you anymore. But maybe on beyond, visit many people. In other words, this is a mitzvah you can keep on doing and doing and doing and doing. There's no grain, there's no limit as much as you want. Amar bacha berchanina. Here it says b'tzaroi, but on the side is another girsa mecholyoi, and that's the more common girsa that a person who goes and visits somebody else, he takes away a 60th of his choly of his machla.
Doesn't mean he gets sick. He himself gets sick.
He just says he takes it away. It's Amrilay. So now they said to Bacham Chanina, if that's the case, and came the Alan Shitim Lekmua. Anytime a person is sick, go and hire 60 people. They'll all go on Masa one time. Each will take 1/60th away. It's a Gunish Blam. Everybody will become instantaneously become healthy. Amrilay, he told him, number one, Kisuraisa Debay Rebbe, which we'll explain in a short moment. And Uben Ben Gilai. Ben Gilai means either born under the same constellation, the same star, the same mazel, or means the same age, or they had the same destiny. Ben Giloy means, has a number of interpretations, but doesn't mean anybody. It's got to be a Ben Giloy. Now, what is this Isaraita debate? Rabbi Desani, we'll learn the Brisa. Rabbi Yoimen, Basan Izoinis, or before we continue on, so the Gemara said 1/60th. The question is, where does the Gemara get this 160th from? Maybe it's 150th, maybe it's 120th, maybe it's 100th. What's up to 160th? So the famous Vart of the Vilna Goyen. Vilna Goyen says a beautiful, beautiful Vart. We find who visited whom in the Torah. Yosef HaTzadik went to visit Yaakov Avinu. And it says, by Yaakov Avinu, before Yosef came in, they sent a message, an email to Yosef. We want you to know, Hine Avicha Choyle. Now the word Hine, which of course means behold, has a gematria of Hey Nun. Hey is 60. And then Yosef HaTzadik came, and he visited him. And once he came, Vayishtach Yisrael, Vayeshev Al Hamita. After Yosef came in, Vayishtach Yisrael first, Yaakov Avinu bowed down to him. Rashi says, because Amelech B'Shas Molchai, everybody, even the father had respect for him, Al Tzkuvit Amelech. And Vayeshev Al Hamita, now he sat up on Hamita. What's Hamita? What's the gematria of Hamita? Hey, Mem, does it? It's 59. So before he came in, he had 60 parts of Choyli. Yosef came and visited. Now Yosef was not born, he's not born at the same time. Yosef is much younger. And he was Ben Giloi of Yaakov. Oh, Ben Giloi. So he took away 160th. So until now, Nebuch, lying down prone on the bed. Supine. The reason why is because he had 60 parts of Chayt. Now that Yosef visited him, he took away 160th. Oh, now he's able to sit up. Alamita, he only had 59 parts left from the original 60. It's good. Everybody likes the part. Yes, Rabbi Yoina.
Where do you learn the Ben Giloi from this part?
You don't learn the Ben Gila from the Vart. We're just as the Goyen is saying. The Gemara said Ben Gila. The Gemara says about Yosef is Ben Zkunim Ulai, and Ben Zkunim has a number of interpretations. Rashi says it could be Ben Giloi, could be Zivikunim Shalai, a number. So if you learn that, it means that it was Ben Giloi. It's very gishmak the Gemara. We therefore have a raya from the case of Yosef and Yaakov Avinu that in fact Yosef took away 160th, that he was no longer 60 parts sick. He was only 59 parts because he took away 160th. Good. Anyway, but we asked the question, let 60 people in and let them all take away the krankai. We have this back in Mesechtes Kisuvis, that we know there's a special din midrabanan of Isur Nechosim, which means that even though Minat Torah, when a person passes away, who are the only Yarshim? The boys and not the girls. However, if there are girls which are left that need to get married, Chacham said we should go and give a tzeintel, a tenth of the nechasim for the girls, unless he was megaladas and he used to give more, he used to give less. But that's the sugya mesechtes ksubas. But as a normal standard rate, a person who passes away, the word nezoinis is not a loshen mezoinis; it's also loshen parnasa. We set aside a dowry for them. We tell us isa nechasim for them to get married. Amalei the Rabbi, the dvaracham ishiyesh le'ese banos, who then. What's going to happen is if he has 10 daughters altogether and one son, you're going to take away the entire Yerusha from the son, because you're going to give each one of the 10 daughters 1/10. 10 times 1/10 comes out to basically 1. So there's nothing left. So the banim ain't loy. Amlensi said, no, you don't understand. Rishoyin and Netelis, it's an achosim. Shniya b'mesh shaira. Shlis b'mesh shaira. V'choizis v'cholkois b'shavet. First one goes and takes, let's assume that there's $100. First one takes $10. How much is left over? 90. So the second person takes $9. Because no, you can't take 10. 10 would be already be a ninth, it wouldn't be a tenth. So you take $9. So with 9, you have now $81. Then the next person is going to go 8.10. In other words, 8,010 cents. And the next one, take 81 minus 8,010 cents. It comes out to roughly 72.90. The next one is going to go and take $7.29. And so on and so forth, etc., etc. Now Rashi points out, the Ran points out, at the very bottom, it's only if they come to Bas Achas. In other words, all 10 daughters are all of marriageable age. One is obviously older than the other. It could be that, I don't know, and more than...
He has 10 girls that he marry off.
You have to marry her. There are people, unfortunately, have been haven't married, especially if the father Nebuch is crank and the mother Nebuch is nishnu, you know, so nobody took care of the kids, and their whole 10 daughters have to get married.
Sounds funny.
Okay, anyway, but the point is, at least theoretically, if they have 10 daughters, and all of them want to get married at the same time, so you don't go and say that Sprinter takes now 10%, and she takes 10%, and Miral takes 10%, but rather... Take first 10%, 10% of whatever's left, next one 10% of whatever's left, and therefore, ultimately take all the three or four or ten daughters, and you add up the 10 plus the 9 plus the 88.1 and the 7.29, etc., etc. And you collect all that together, and then you see the last run at the bottom of the Amud. If they're all coming at the same time, it wouldn't be equitable to go and give Spritzer more than Miral and more than Gnendel, because after all, they're all coming at the same time. So therefore, she takes the 10th, and then they split it up. So what does it have to do with us? Same thing over here too, that if you have 60 people all coming at one time, the first one would take away a 60th. Then the second one wouldn't take away a 60th of the original 60, it'll be a 60th of the 59. And the next person is going to take a 60th of the 58 point whatever. And so on and so forth. And even after all 60 come together, you've only taken away 30 or 40 portions. You haven't taken away all of the 60. And that's the Tazi Gemara, Isarai Sidrabi. And with this, we'll conclude. Do we have a minion? Yeah, we have a minion. And Rabbi Yisai Mitchum will not be here tomorrow or on Sunday. Mitchum will learn together Nachum will Monday morning. And Mitchum tomorrow and Renachum Alevi Palak, who wrote such a beautiful shtickle Torah in Shagas Aryeh, and gave old Tikkun L'Kuvud the Yotzei of Shagas Aryeh today, he's going to mention Lenin 4 for the Gansar.